from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My all right, let's get to the confessions here, and we're gonna have cap or no cap. We like that at 12:40, and then around the NFL with the update on Brandon Ayuk and a new indoor stadium in the NFL. But let's get to confessions.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, the confession is this: just threw me. Like, generally, you'd like to think. We all do, that you're kind of quick on your feet. You'll have a reaction if somebody kind of puts you on the spot. You'll be like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. So an actual friend, this isn't just some acquaintance, some whatever. An actual friend was texting me this morning. He wanted to buy some OG sauce. And I told him, you know, don't go to the website. Just I'll get you some. And he goes, okay, I'll come by and pick it up. I said, when are you coming by? And he goes, I'll just drop by. I'll just drop by.
Who do you think you are?
I just froze. I was like, So that's the confession. The question is 713-572-4610 for listeners and on the YouTube and Twitch as well. You can ask, who's allowed? Like, who is allowed to just drop by at your house?
I don't think anybody's allowed to just drop by, man.
I think that's the correct answer.
I don't think anybody. I can't, like, I'm trying to sit here and think, like, nah, I'll be busy. I'll be out doing stuff sometimes. Like, you can't just, like, drop by unexpected. Like, you gotta let me know. And like, I would be sitting on the couch in my drawers, man. Yeah. Like, you can't just be knocking on the door. Like, damn.
Hey, Figgy.
I got to be prepared.
It's Chris. Okay, well, you go home, Chris.
I would never do that.
You go home, Chris. Back in the day, Seth had a really good point. Like, when I was a kid, and keep in mind, this is like the 70s, you know. My dad, and mostly my dad, occasionally my mom, would have just friends come by. Yeah. I remember one in particular. We used to call him Big Manuel. And he would just drop by. You know, he's driving in the neighborhood. Hey, man, thought I'd drop by. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Well, that was a different time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember that, too. I remember we used to stay in the duplex at one point, and our neighbors upstairs. Mm-hmm. It was just neighbors, but we ended up becoming real cool.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved to our new place, this was years afterwards.
Yeah.
They just stopped by. They just dropped in. And we like, oh, Carol here.
Yeah.
So it's hit or miss, especially back in the day, because if you can stop by, it's all cool. But also, you might stop by, nobody's home.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, like, I didn't stop by. Now I got to go home to call them probably tomorrow to let them know I stopped by, because they have no clue I stopped by. Or either you got to let the neighbor know next door that Carol stopped by.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we live back then?
I don't know. We did it. Somebody says got to be a top five friend, and they have to be sober. my answer was Amazon. Amazon can stop.
Come by anytime.
Can just drop by.
Yep.
Watch this.
These are my confessions.
So one of the cool things about Twitter/X is this this Grok. I think it's called Grok.
I don't know what that is. I've accidentally clicked on it a couple of times.
It's pretty much an AI system where it kind of give you a breakdown of what's going on, what everybody is talking about. So I clicked on that, and the first thing that popped up was Michael Jordan's son shows off nose hang time in France.
Nose hang time?
Yes, yeah, so I don't know if you've seen this, but
I did not.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan. Mm-hmm. He was caught on, I guess somebody took a picture of him in France doing a little cocaine, something you kind of familiar with.
No, I am not.
So it's a picture of him doing cocaine and just smiling and just having a good time.
Oh.
But my confession is, I actually don't have a problem with him doing some a little cocaine in France.
Why?
What the hell? What is he doing? He ain't playing basketball.
Well, don't do coke.
He's just chilling. He's having a good time, man. His daddy is Michael Jordan. He got money.
Yeah.
So hey, if we sitting here off the lake or somewhere out and about, hey, do a little cocaine. I don't care. And I think my favorite part of this tweet was he was smiling and chatted with his friends. So they just made it like it's no big deal.
Dang.
Hey,
a little coke, that's all.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it, but I have no problem with Marcus Jordan, who ain't doing nothing right now, doing a little cocaine.
Nothing wrong with hitting the slope, so to say.
I know. Riding that white horse.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So my confession is I'm a little disappointed, but maybe in myself, because I have yet to try the OG sauce.
Come on,
Oh, man.
I have yet to try it.
You got
to
hook them up,
I'm
man.
Putting it on my calendar right now. It'll be here tomorrow. What is your problem?
Are you a cooker? Do you cook?
Sometimes, not really. But, I'm down to try some sauce.
Oh, you can do it. You know, there's some recipes we have. Like, it's really good on hot dogs. It's really good, like, if you just warm up a meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent on that. I'm putting it on here. Let's see. 7 a.m. OG sauce to Santiago.
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try it. All I hear is good things about it, so I need to know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the OG sauce came a long way, man.
Dude, it's a long way. It's not in any big stores yet. Shout out to HEB, Kroger, if you're listening. Yeah, you heard me right. But it's in like 15 stores now.
That's good, man. I remember you was bringing it up here in the little mason jars,
Mason jars. That's how it started.
Man.
I got pictures of like the big pots, you know, when I was mixing it up and all that stuff. So, yeah, hopefully it's a nice little, it's gas money for the boat. That's for damn sure.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This threw me way off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
And tell me, I actually looked up, it's like 5 school districts in Houston, not HISD yet. They're starting school today.
I couldn't believe that.
Today.
I couldn't believe that.
It's August 8th. What are we doing? Now, I know they get more days off, But school starting on August 8th?
I remember starting school like
Labor Day weekend. Yeah, after Labor Day.
Like late August.
Yeah.
August 25th or somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But man, this is early. Now, I will say this. I was shocked to see them finishing school so early. Like, I seen a lot of people done with school in May. I'm like, May? Man, I remember being in the classroom June 8th.
No, no. We would always start after Labor Day. Now, this is, you know, back in the day. It ended up being in August when I was in high school. But like elementary and middle school, your last big blowout as a family was Labor Day weekend. And then mm-hmm. you start school on that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, once I got to high school, I want to say it was like the last week of August. But August 8th?
Yeah.
And I just looked it up. HISD starts Monday, August 12th.
Dang, man, that's crazy.
That's way too soon.
I would be so pissed.
That is way
man,
too soon.
That's way early.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I got to look in this camera right here. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to my man, Cody Stoops, who was up in Cleveland watching practice and all that.
Mm-hmm.
My man said he enjoyed Cleveland, but he said he had an average corned beef sandwich. And that really ticked me off a little bit. I'm like, man, it's nothing average about the. He went to a place. He went to a place called Jack's Deli mm-hmm. that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
And when you go to Cleveland, you got to go to this place called Slimans. It's downtown.
I think you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular place.
Yeah.
My man did not go to Slimans, and you went to somewhere else called Jack's Deli for a corned beef mm-hmm. sandwich.
Yeah.
And you actually posted the picture. You showed the picture of it. My man, you did it all wrong, man.
Well, did it not look good?
It did not look good at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should have went to Slimans, man. If you up in Cleveland for any reason, you got to go to Slimans for a good corned beef sandwich, and they have good breakfast too. So
all right.
I was a little disappointed.
I got to admit, I've been there a few times, but I've never been to that place.
Yeah, no, that place is pretty good. They have a really good breakfast, and they have really good corned beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities went through there, man.
Really?
It's a small little place,
mm-hmm.
but it's one of them good places where you got to stop by. I can't believe he didn't stop there, man.
Yeah.
You can't just settle. That's like, to me, that's like coming to Houston and just settling on a regular barbecue spot that don't nobody really know of.
You're going like, to
you got to go to the top notch ones.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This doesn't make any sense, and I'm saying that up front, but I got to confess, I think we're going to see Stephon Diggs tomorrow. And let me just put it very, very clearly. That makes no sense. He's a veteran. He had a little bit of something, nothing that would keep him out of a game. And it's just, you know, one preseason game, err to the side of caution. I get all that. I just feel like Stephon Diggs has, like, even in a preseason game, he wants to see it all together. You know, he wants to see with CJ in a game against a real opponent, even if it's just one series. Hell, even if it's just four plays. I kind of feel like at minimum I know he wants to play. I think we might see him for a series or two tomorrow.
Do you think D'Amico wants to see this too?
Absolutely. But he's smart. I mean, he's gonna be. Yeah. He's gonna.
Of course, he ain't gonna put nobody in harm's way. But
yeah.
I feel and D'Amico mentioned this a lot too about mm-hmm. you know starters getting them reps in preseason.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if D'Amico wants to put him out there, you know, more than Diggs wants to be out there.
Yeah. I think in his heart he wants to.
Yeah.
His brain might keep him from, and the plan might keep him from playing. But I think if Stephon Diggs says, "Hey, coach, give me a series," he might play. I'd love to see it.
I would love to see that.
Fans would love, like, all three of those dudes out there with CJ.
Yeah.
I mean, give me
a nice pass to Diggs.
Yeah.
After that, man, shower up. That's it.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I brung up Twitter/X up a little earlier, and hell, Cody in the last segment. I'm going to combine these two together mm-hmm. because one of the best features on X is the mute conversation feature.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I'm like D'Amico Ryan's. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so I guess Cody tweeted about how I think it was the collision between Stephon Diggs and Jimmy Ward.
Yeah.
And shout out to my guy Walker from the Beltway Boys.
Mm-hmm.
he was pretty upset about Jimmy. He was pretty upset with Jimmy Ward saying, hey, yeah, man, this practice, yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
And so I guess he was going back and forth with somebody for a long time in the comments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cody or whoever was tagged in that was getting all the notifications.
Oh, that's frustrating.
So they was going back and forth.
Like, I have nothing to do with this conversation.
Yeah, so I seen Cody tweet after a while, you want me to settle this? I'm like, that's the perfect time to just hit the mute conversation button and just go on about your day. I love sending tweets out and then, you know, it might be a hot take or something like that, and just mute it and just don't go back to it ever again. That's one of the best things ever, man.
That's hilarious. By the way, we got the text of the day so far at 713-572-4610. Hey, Chris Santiago, just drop by and pick up the OG sauce at Lopez's house tonight.
You know, I was thinking about it. Just swing it by and be like, hey.
Just whenever.
Whenever.
The shades will be drawn shut. just so you know. I'll bring some tomorrow, I promise.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.